I just wanted to start off saying, I understand what happened last week was last week. I'm excited about my opportunity here, being a Patriot with a great group of guys, great group of coaches, and an organization that just treat people well.
How are you handling the arrest, the release, just everything in the last week or so?
I'm trying not to think about it. Kind of the coaches and the players that's on the team, trying to keep me focused, which I'm keeping myself focused on the task at hand, is which, playing on Saturday and getting ready for that, and that's what I've been doing so far.
Did you put yourself in such an unfortunate situation, I guess? Because it's happened before, and this is the second time, and maybe, some are saying maybe you could have learned from the first time so this wouldn't happen again.
I think in life, everyone makes mistakes. And I think right now it's about, learning from that mistake. And I think, I couldn't be in a better position right now with this team. The guys that they have around here just keeping me focused and, working hard.
Has that been kind of a welcome thing to come in here and they kind of push everything aside and say, hey, you're just part of this right now?
Yeah, I think with this organization, they brought me in here, like I've been here for, 4 or 5 years. Nothing's really changed. It's just kind of a family-oriented place right here.
Mike, I haven't seen the video that was released. It was a jarring condition to see somebody in. Have you seen the video?
I haven't been on social media.
Have you promised yourself that this won't happen again?
Say it again.
Have you promised yourself and or the Patriots that this won't happen again?
Oh, yes. And I think, being in the NFL and being in the spotlight, obviously, people see you differently than any other people out there. And you have certain things that, you only have a certain amount of chances. And, I think, with this, them bringing me in here is a calling that, mistakes can't happen when you're in the spotlight. And, I'm just glad and I'm excited that, I'm a Patriot, I'm here.
Michael Bidwell, who from your time with the Cardinals, had said that he was disappointed that you didn't show more remorse when they talked to you after that situation. What is your reaction to his comments?
I love that organization. I love Mr. Bidwell. He treated me very well. I really don't have too big of a comment saying that. Right now, I think, like I said earlier, I'm glad that I'm here. And I'm in a good place right now, mentally. And these guys, brought me in as family, and I'm excited to be here.
And you had talked a little bit about learning from mistakes in our chat here today. What are you doing to move forward, to learn from not just this mistake, but maybe one at Notre Dame, and then even before that with the same issue?
I think there's a lot of different things I can get into, especially being here. There's a lot of certain specific things that I can get into, that I can go with, players or coaches or, stuff they do around the community. Because I know this team is, huge on community stuff. And just go from there and, me individually, just learning and moving on. And that's what I choose to do.
I know it's been a whirlwind for you, but what's it like waking up all of a sudden? You're a Patriot. They're going to be chasing a Super Bowl. What's this situation like for you?
I'm excited. I couldn't be in a better place. You always, being on a different team, you see, how they do things and how they go about and, how they win all the time. And, I'm grateful to be here on a winning team.
Mike, why would you drive in that condition? Last question, guys. Why would you drive in that condition?
It's a choice. And, that's all I can do is learn from that and move forward.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you.